Background, Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background, Michigan. Our topic, Michigan's changing and growing restaurant business. We've looked at some of the problems and trends of individual restaurants and chain establishments. We're now examining some of the common trends and problems in industrial growth and development for the restaurant business. The questions of organization, wages, equipment, and other matters that are dealt with through the association. And we're talking with John Ballheis and Bill Waddell of the Michigan Restaurant Association, the organized voice of the industry in our state. We've discussed the feeling of fellowship, cooperation, the feeling of enjoying serving the public that exists among our restaurant operators. But being in business also implies that one intends to make a profit.
With profit as our immediate matter of attention now, I'd like to ask Mr. John Ballheis, who is president of the Michigan Restaurant Association, for his observations on the comparative size of different businesses within the restaurant industry. In other words, traditionally, I think we have thought of the local restaurant as a small business. Now we have the emergence of chains, the Howard Johnson being a very large national chain with something like 680 restaurants across the country since the chain was founded by Howard Johnson Sr. 668 restaurants and 168 motel lodges since he opened the first one in 1925. We have some very prominent and very highly thought of chain operations in Michigan. But still, by and large, the greatest number of our restaurants are single or individual operators. My question is, do you think that this will continue as one of the bulwarks of small business in our state? Or will we have more of a trend towards the larger firm?
I think there's been a question in my mind from what you have just said about whether they're large firms or not, because even with Howard Johnson, I believe you will find that they are a franchise operation in which the individual operator or the individual organization is owned and operated by somebody, perhaps your next door neighbor. This means, then, that it's really not a big business in itself, except the fact that they are utilizing the advantages of a national concern for advertising, promotion, and establishing standardized recipes and standardized methods of operation, which wouldn't be possible if they were to go into it for themselves. This makes it possible for one large, through this franchise operation, which I believe is a relatively new thing and has been exploited perhaps to its the greatest extent in the restaurant industry. You find it's working well because the industry has always been comprised of many small operators. But I believe that the small operator is here to stay, and I don't believe that the chains, so-called, are going to put him out of business. This is strictly an idea business. The franchise operators, the small business, is perhaps the thing that is accepted today. But somebody comes along with a new idea tomorrow, and away they go. And it's still an industry in which a person can exploit his own idea.
The comments of John Ballheis, president of the Michigan Restaurant Association, on the growth of chain restaurants and the opportunities for the independent restaurant owner, two important types of establishments in the Michigan picture and economy. We'll continue this look at the profit and competition aspects of the restaurant industry and other related subjects on our next program of Background Michigan. Al LaGuire speaking. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. 9th. Youngsters will be able to see frisky colts, calves, lambs, and piglets, plus baby chicks and ducks. The feature attraction will be baby goats, which are the first herd from the Nubian-Toggenburg goats purchased from the farm of poet Carl Sandburg. Maps and complete information will be available at an information booth on the MSU campus.
Background, Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. the state where we live and work. Background, Michigan.
Competition in the restaurant business and its significance is our current topic, and we're speaking today to Mr. Bill Knapp of the successful Bill Knapp chain of restaurants to get his views on the competition picture.
What would you say about Michigan's restaurant industry in general or at large, Bill? I'm thinking particularly of a couple of facts that are looking us straight in the eye now, such as, one, an expanding population, two, an increasing tourist industry, which we, the citizens of the state, hope to see continue increasing and grow even larger and bigger. Therefore, more activity and more people and more travel around the state and an obvious need for more service from restaurants. Do you think your industry is going to be able to keep pace or is keeping pace now with these growing needs?
Well, I won't say they're keeping pace, but I think as time goes on, they will, because I've noticed in the past several years that there's been a tremendous influx of new operators and new restaurants in our home city of Battle Creek. When we started 16 years ago, you could count the restaurants in a 15-mile radius that on fingers of one hand. And today, I would wager to say that in Battle Creek, we have at least 25 to 30 acceptable restaurants to eat in. This highway situation is a tremendous thing for Michigan, and we've noticed every season that we get a far greater influx of tourist trade. And I know that this year is going to be a record-breaking year. Number one, because of the highway situation, and number two, because Michigan, as you said, is becoming well-known as a tourist state. And I think one great break that we got in Michigan was the fact that a national television show had us on, had the state of Michigan on television for 10 solid hours last summer. And I know that that had a great impact on the United States in attracting visitors to Michigan this summer.
Now, a couple of questions that are raised in the context of just what we're talking about here. More and more restaurants, a number of restaurants come on the scene, how does a fellow like you, who is already in the business, feel about seeing competition move in around him? What is the competitive picture in the restaurant industry?
Well, a competitive picture is keen, of course. But with the exploding population and the very fact that people are spending more money, the economy is strong, means that there's more business to be had, more business to be split up. And as far as adjacent competition, that is restaurants that move in next door or across the street, it actually serves to develop a shopping plaza, you might say. In other words, when people think of going out to eat, they think of that particular location. There's a choice or a variety of restaurants, which means that I would say that the majority of the food business will be done in an area where there are a lot of restaurants. As an example, here in Lansing, we were the first restaurant on the corner of M78 and Grand River. And since that time, we've had four other restaurants locate within a couple of hundred yards of us. Then there's several restaurants in the shopping area, Frandor. And in spite of that, our business in Lansing has grown faster than any other restaurant in our chain. So it does develop a shopping center for restaurants.
The views of Mr. Bill Knapp on restaurant growth and competition and the potential for Michigan's restaurant business these coming years. Next on Background Michigan, we'll look into some of the promotional aspects of the business. Join us for the next program as we pursue this interesting topic of Michigan's restaurants on Background Michigan. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.
Background Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment, the state where we live and work. Background, Michigan.
Our current sequence, the restaurant business in Michigan, and our focus today, the important question of advertising and promotion. An illustration of a special promotion that is employed to encourage this popular activity of dining out is the Dinner of the Month Club, Incorporated. We have at our Background Michigan microphone Isabel Frank, who travels the United States supervising this particular promotion. Miss Frank, could you give us a general description of the Dinner of the Month Club and how it operates? What is this?
The Dinner of the Month Club, Incorporated, is a program sponsored by the Sheraton Corporation of America. Our members enjoy free dinners, vacation specials, and sizable discounts on room rates in leading hotels and motor inns throughout the United States and abroad. Membership contains an international hotel and motor inn directory for each state, with the hotels involved listed. Now, with a membership in the International Dinner of the Month Club, one may dine in any of the participating restaurants or hotel restaurants and order any two dinners on the regular menu at any price and at any cost or price, and they pay only one half of the food check. Now, the other half is paid by the hotel, and actually it is chalked up to advertising.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now, this sounds to me like something that wouldn't be too hard to sell.
It isn't too hard to sell. It has a wonderful reception here in Lansing. It has been great throughout the state, and all of the hotels that are involved, we're finding the results are tremendous. Not only does the Dinner of the Month Club member receive the half price on the Dinner of the Month, or half rate, he has special rates, room rates. Now, during any weekend, during the entire year, for any weekend, he receives a 20% discount on his room rate at any of the 260 participating hotels. And during the months of July and August, he may take his family and any number of children to any of the participating hotels and stay at a single room rate. Now, this is great for those with four or five children, because it's very expensive traveling with a number of children. And so the family may enjoy a vacation and spend their money elsewhere.
Why would you say that hotel management felt that a promotion of this nature would be of benefit to them? What are they trying to achieve here? This costs them money.
Well, yes, it does, but we feel that the restaurant or the restaurant owner, hotel management, feel that it is a way of advertising, and that not only do these people come into their place of business and bring their wife, but they bring their friends with them. So it is important to get people into your place of business, and all kinds of promotions are done in order to do this, and this just happens to be our way of doing it.
Our thanks to Miss Isabel Frank for these interesting comments about the Dinner of the Month Club as one example of promotion by restaurants. We will continue our look at the questions of restaurant operation, promotion, public relations, and other facets of the business on the next sequence of Background Michigan. This is Al LaGuire speaking. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background Michigan, the people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment, the state where we live and work. Background Michigan. We're looking at the promotional and public relations aspects of the restaurant business. Recently, reporter Becky Krim had the opportunity to speak to a famous and successful restaurant operator of Michigan, Wynn Schuler, to get his views on restaurant operation and promotion. Here is that conversation at Kellogg Center on the MSU campus.
I'd like to know just how one becomes as famous as you have, and get into the bit about fame in the restaurant business.
Of course, this is the story of romance, you know, Becky. You romance, of course, from the time you in the restaurant business. And as I go back, that basic little thing about being nice, and I always have felt the value of public relations, of people who are in radio, TV, and newspaper, and the Association of Sports People, which I have been interested in all my life. But it's kind of a two-way street. If you're nice to them, and they're very happy to drop different stories here and different articles that they might have. Whatever I find an article is of most interesting, we'll use it as a tear sheet. And perhaps a year ago, some friends of mine came from Battle Creek, and they rushed out, and he says, "We have Herman Dutch here. Herman is a columnist from New Orleans." And so I helped arrange the dinner, and he said, "I want to see you." And I said, "Certainly, Herman." So afterwards, we had a chat, and 3 or 4 days later, there was a two-column little piece in the New Orleans State's item. Well, many people saw that, and many of my old customers, and of course, perhaps that's the way we get new customers, but, it's just a constant thought of exposure and the very thought of, well, it's easy to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's my ambition.
Could you tell me some other things that you've gotten into that you think are important as far as exposure, meeting other people and having them meet you?
I suppose this all grew out of a little pep talk I'm giving my management group, and I said, "I want you to spend 25% of your time outside the restaurant." And they says, "What doing?" Well, I said, "Get into Chamber of Commerce work, get into tourist work, belong to a nice club, go to high schools and volunteer to chat about the restaurant business, about the food business." And so all at once they pointed to me and they said, "Well, what about you?" So I began to get a little more exposure outside the restaurant. And so I've been working since last December on a committee to promote Michigan Day at the World's Fair, which is coming May 18th. And that's a great deal of interest, because I would see people in New York and I'd meet people on the World's Fair Committee, and they said, "What are you doing here?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "I'm merely looking for customers."
And you'll probably get them, too. Well, what do you have to eat at your restaurant? Let's get down to the food aspect of this, because I'm a little hungry right now myself. Could you tell us some of the different types of dishes that you have at the restaurant, and some that you prepare yourself, too?
This is the most interesting thing. 25% of our sales, Becky, are prime ribs of beef. 19% are strip sirloins, and about 13% are filet mignon. So you see, we're in the very heart of a beef country, and I'll have people come from Europe and many other parts and say, "What's your special recipe?" And I said, "Well, of course, this is just basic American fare with a good salad and built up around perhaps a seafood cocktail. But on the other hand, we use 40,000 pounds of king crab a year, about 50,000 pounds of African lobster tails, maybe 25,000 pounds of shrimp that come from the Gulf of California, turkeys, maybe 100,000 pounds of turkey. So there's a Michigan product that we really use to a great extent. The thing to remember in dining out, when you go to a restaurant, try a dish that you perhaps wouldn't prepare yourself at home.
Win Schuler on restaurant operation for Background Michigan. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background Michigan, the people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment, the state where we live and work. Background Michigan. The restaurant business, its operation, promotion, expansion, and competition is our current topic on Background Michigan. We are listening to the views and comments of one of Michigan's most successful and well-known restaurant operators, Mr. Win Schuler. He is being interviewed at Kellogg Center on the Michigan State campus by reporter Becky Krim.
Mr. Schuler, could you tell me what you think is going to happen in the Michigan and also in the restaurant industry as a whole? What do you think the future has in store for people going into the restaurant industry, and what type of restaurants do you predict will be successful in the future?
See, yeah, that is the most interesting question, Becky, because we're in a fast-growing state, you got to admit it, and with the abundance of freeways that we have here, and as you look at that freeway between Detroit and Chicago, 5 hours perhaps between both of those two cities, and there isn't a filling station, there isn't a motel, there isn't a restaurant on that freeway. So the economic map of Michigan in the next 5-10 years will be changed tremendously. Almost little cities will spring up along this freeway. The same will be true about I-75 running north to the Straits of Mackinac, and I-96, which runs between Detroit and Muskegon. So the fast-thinking and the fast-growing restaurant here will probably look for locations there. There'll be many different types. There'll be the person who will want a fast meal, a sandwich, and be on his way, or there's the gentleman who likes to take the leisure time. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take one fine location that we have at Jackson, and we begin to wonder about who are these people. So we send a lad out into the parking lot. He takes down all the license numbers. These license numbers fall very quickly into categories, and then we know very quickly where our market is, and we find that this is, on Saturday and Sunday, 50% of the business comes from Detroit. It's a drive-out business, point of impact. They're not going to Chicago, they're not going to Jackson, but they drove from Detroit to this restaurant, but this restaurant had to be handy. Mm-hmm. The roads had to be nice, and that's great safety factor that we have of divided highways make people think a great deal about going on the rural roads today. Mm-hmm. So that factor alone is going, and of course the customer is going to determine what he's going to eat as his tastes mm-hmm. go along. So I don't think you're going to see any revolution in restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an evolution, and it's going to be a growth of, I think, fine restaurants. People more and more are going want to have wonderful looking interiors. Their homes are better. Mm-hmm. And when they go out, they want to find something that, oh, gee, that is unusual. It's an occasion, mm-hmm. yes. The very feeling that if they have a visitor here from far away, what can I show them to make this a memorable occasion? Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's what we keep constantly putting more money into each of these new restaurants that we're putting together, that we research more deeply and try to have them more of a greater warmth and to tell a very definite story.
So the people will be dictating, too, what is going to happen in the future, because after all, those are who you're working for and with.
I'll say, if they don't come through that front door, if they don't come in and make that cash register ring, Becky, we're in trouble. So you can tell very, very quickly how these great people who travel America and who travel Europe will, as you will, and as you mm-hmm. move about, and as you see different things, that just your taste alone, unconsciously, you'll pick out the place that gives you all these things that mm-hmm. you're looking for.
Our thanks to Wynn Schuler for this interesting conversation with our reporter Becky Krim, giving us a restaurant operator's views on some of the important aspects of the business operation of this ever-growing and changing Michigan industry. We will continue our survey of the restaurant business topic on the next Background Michigan program. Al LaGuire speaking. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.